Joining me on the line, Bianca Bertus, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Good morning. The Rand has broken 1470. That's got to be good news.
Good morning, Howard. Definitely good news. And for a change, Donald Trump is bolstering risk sentiment in the market instead of eroding it. Yesterday saw the U.S. actually extending an olive branch to China, which will see the two powerhouse economies re-engaging in trade talks in October.
So does this trend continue? Are we going to break 1450?
If we can sustain the momentum and we continue operating in this pro-risk environment, then we can potentially see 1450 and even as low as 1420, depending on the amount of carry trade that we can generate into South Africa. Currently, however, we are aiming towards that 1450 mark, and it is good news all around for every single importer in South Africa, every single South African looking to purchase currency, whether that's for business or for travel. So definitely a good news story this morning.
That is awesome. What can we expect today?
The markets are squarely focused on the ECB at the moment, which is due to deliver their quantitative easing measures tomorrow. However, local data and events are being overshadowed by that ECB event. We do have a little bit of data coming out this afternoon with the US releasing their PPI and wholesale numbers, and that will give us an indication of exactly how well the US economy is performing in this global slowdown environment.
Fascinating indeed. Current rates?
We start the day at 14.66 against the dollar, 16.19 against the euro, 18.10 against the pound, and 4.13 against the shekel.
Bianca Bertus, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, chatting to us every morning at this time. That's courtesy of Peregrine.